So, Adam?
Yeah?
Mike couldn't be here today.
I know.
I'm really sad about it.
He's really busy, I guess.
I guess he's trying to get all that PDC content done in time for the show.
I've heard there's a lot of it.
But you know what? More airtime for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you.
Right, because I'm new to this, so I'm kind of nervous.
I know, I'll be gentle.
So I asked if we could eat cereal.
To make you feel like more at home,
yeah, like
more relaxed.
We're at the breakfast table.
And Mike would never allow this.
Right.
He's so anal.
He's into hard hats and stuff.
Yeah. So, weird. We don't need him. Maybe you could be my new co-host.
I could.
Yeah. Mix is coming up, baby.
I've heard of that conference. I'm really excited about it. Mix09. Visit mix.com/mix09.
That's right. We're done with PDC.
Well,
I guess you're here to talk about something.
Yeah?
Well, will you tell me that I had something in my teeth? The blueberries are really, they really...
They'll just be blue teeth. That's all. Okay. So, I am here to talk about something called PDC badges.
Oh, and so those are the things that you get when you check in and they go around your neck and they identify you?
Well, that's two things put together. The badge holder goes around your neck. The badge is your name. But then we're doing something else, and I'm getting kind of serious because it's a really serious topic.
Okay.
It's a great opportunity.
I'll throw my smile away.
Yeah. No, really. You get a badge that says your name, and then you get this badge.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the I attended Microsoft PDC. So everybody gets one. And the whole idea is like the badge holder. I wish I had one here. But so it says your name, and then below it you get this.
Right.
Now,
in two different windows of the badge.
Yeah, so you're like, the cool thing is that then you get to show like something you've done or some type of thing you like.
Mm.
So what we're doing is like with the core team, all these people here, we've put together a couple as like the starter kit. But then we've talked to different companies, different product teams to help them create their own. So
I see.
Maybe I should just show a couple samples.
Okay, that sounds good.
See, go
if
ahead.
You're a PDC attendee, you want to try and collect these?
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. So they're kind of like achievement cards.
Well, yeah, it's the idea is to apply the Xbox Live achievement system to a conference it's not attention, what is it? A conference that you attended. Sorry.
Well, let's see a couple.
Okay.
What are some examples?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain. So, okay, so this is, like we said, this is one that you get at registration.
This is boring.
It's exciting.
Next.
Next is Ask the Expert. So this is like one that you'll get after asking an expert at the famous Ask the Expert session.
Who do you get it from?
From the experts.
All the experts are going to have one?
Well, they'll be on the tables.
Oh,
right?
I see.
So like the idea is that we'll get them to the experts and then they'll hand them out from there. And so this is along the line of the existing PDC branding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we've seen that face, code face guy.
Scary.
Or cool.
or both.
Open space. Open space is a big deal this year.
Yes, it is.
So we did it at Mix08, and now we're going to do it again. And this year, it's like, I'm impressed with the setup, right? Jason Olsen has done an awesome job.
Oh, he's done an awesome job.
Yeah, but you've already talked about that, right?
Yeah, we had a show on it.
Okay. We'll put a link there.
Very good.
So this is more PDC branding, but we also wanted to do like fun stuff with them.
Bring it.
So,
ooh, early bird.
Right. So this is a really special one.
Yeah. Why?
It's for people that were like the first 100 to actually register.
Hmm.
So they'll get this at registration.
Cool.
And this is a really exclusive one. So this should be cool. So if you see somebody wearing this, you'll know that like they were really excited to go to PDC.
They would be the first ones there on Sunday to register.
Yes.
Check in.
Yes.
Right on. You designed these?
I did. And this one, I don't know. Like I saw a picture of an emu, so you know I apologize. But we've got more. Okay. So let's go into the silhouette series.
Show off. Dean and Brian.
Right. We've seen the show off bling already. This is where this comes from.
Yep.
But it really catapulted into a whole series. Where the next one is keynote front rower. So if you're sitting in the front row, I'll actually be there to hand you a badge.
Ooh, fun.
So another very exclusive badge. I only have a couple per day to hand out.
Ooh.
And then my favorite, the 9-guy poser. So this is actually missing part of the graphic, but that's okay. That's the guy taking the picture. There's a little yellow spot there that shows us his arm. But anyways, like, so one of my favorite things about PDC05 was I was on the Channel 9 team at that point, and we brought the inflatable Channel 9 guy.
Like the really big, huge guy, right?
Yeah, he's like taller than a normal, bigger than life, right? So we're walking around, and people just go nuts. And they're like, oh, I want a picture with him. And I felt like I was at Disney, because I wasn't in the suit. I wasn't in the suit, but I was like the nine guy handler. So I was kind of leading him around. And,
you had big responsibility back in the day, didn't you?
It was, yeah. Like, so, and now look what I'm doing. Now, look what I've moved up to. So,
Adam.
You know, it's a long road. So this is exciting as far as...
What is up with this guy's legs?
You know, when you shrink it down to this small,
yeah,
it's really hard to show that his legs are bent. Mm. So it's really interesting designing cards that are... typical 3x5
yeah,
and 2.
Like,
and then you blow
card.
Them up on a TV and it's like, oh. Yeah, so that's a good point, right? So if you are...
you at home, are you listening?
You, yes, everybody in the cameras. If you're going to make in the cameras, that's funny.
I swear we have not been smoking
anyways,
anything or doing
yikes.
Anything.
I'm going to take
eating
a cereal break.
Eating our cereal, Rice Krispies.
This is the weirdest show that I've ever been involved in. Cereal break to collect my... it's like the Twix commercial. So
I'm starting to sweat.
I know. So for all these people, if you decide
Adam
to make your own
spit.
Card, it's like in your cereal, sorry. Then the cool thing is that they
yes.
are the standard business card size. So templates are really easy to make. You've
yeah.
probably already have designs that kind of fit to this small aspect ratio or... small size, you know, we're challenging people to make interesting ones, right?
Right.
Like, I know one of the favorites that we talk about is like somebody could do LED lights, like that'd be really cool to blink, and you know, like you could do anything because it fits. Just it's a pretty standard size.
Right.
So one that I do know about, which is unique, this guy is working on a Lego badge.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a real Lego. You can go to Lego.com and buy the set yourself. He's going to bring a couple. But it's like just being creative like that
cool.
is awesome.
So you're encouraging attendees as well as like Microsoft product group teams
mm-hmm.
to do these cards.
Yeah.
You can make any quantity you want. You can make 5,
right.
you can make 500.
Right.
And you hand them out to people who you want or people who come up to you and ask for them that know that you have some. Because now you said, for example, you're going to be in the front row of the keynotes every morning and so
right.
people can find you and that kind of thing.
So, yeah. So another thing we're doing is if you do decide to create those, then
yeah.
let us know by contacting on the PDC blog. They have the contact page. Put badge in the subject title.
Yeah.
And then we'll help promote your badge as well. So
oh,
that's
cool.
that's like... you know, how we can help out is, if we know about your badge, we can put it in the
like
official,
the big screens, like in the keynote room when you walk in, kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, like we'll have the official 2008 series of badges.
Oh my God.
It'll be like trading cards.
I love it.
And then,
it is
yeah.
like a collector's item thing. It is kind of special.
Well, so yeah, ultimately, at the end of the day, I want to be there like with all of them laid out in a nice grid and then take a picture and post it on Flickr.
Of course.
And I'm set for like,
dork.
This is what I did. yeah. Well, that's the kind of stuff that I like.
I know, you need it for your resume.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it's important.
So I can move up from badges. so, but no, really, it's been a lot of fun. It's something new, I think.
I mean, it's a cool idea.
You know.
And you have the templates and all the examples out on the Microsoft PDC site,
yes.
right? So yep. people know, you give them some starting tips and
ideas.
Tricks, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, things like if you see somebody with your badge, they might win a contest. Some, you know, random ideas to help kind of make your badge worth showing.
Exactly.
Or why somebody would pick to put yours in front. Because that's a big deal.
I'm excited. What are some of the ideas you've heard from the product teams, like what they're going to do?
So a lot of the different groups are interested. They've already started on theirs. But, you know, there's going to be some big names there as far as like Windows 7 and some that I can't say yet.
That's Ooh. What
I mean, like code names that like I was saying, oh, I could talk about those, but I can't.
Oh, I love that.
Because we haven't done them yet. So,
do you have
so,
more
yeah.
examples?
I don't.
Oh.
I didn't bring any more examples.
Oh, well, that's
I was
okay.
getting cereal. Otherwise, I would have made more. So I'm going to take another cereal break.
Well, and what about, like, meeting people? Like, I met Scott Guthrie. I met Anders Heilsberg.
I think that's a great idea.
I met...